April 19, 2024. It's the Walk for Pedro Show. Watch for Pedro show. Happy Friday. Started off with an excerpt from John Coltrane Live, November 18, 1961, My Favorite Things. And then we had, it's a Church of Annihilation, and we got quite a song title here. Excerpt from Summons of Next Stage Evolution Post-Sixth Extinction, / As Dinosaurs Became Birds, What So Shall We Become? Maybe there should be a question mark there. And then because of them Estonian software engineers with their Skype invention, I got with me once again, Randolph and Graham. Welcome back aboard.
Lovely to be here, Mike.
Absolutely. Okay. So when were you guys last on? 4 months ago? 3 months?
Yeah, just before you headed out on tour.
With Porno for Pyro, yeah, okay. So
yeah.
I think that was in February. So
there
only a couple months. I've lost all sense of proportion. So what's happened music-wise? Well, you go first, Graham.
Well, been busy clearing that backlog of work from last year and got a couple of albums out to Adventurous Music for release in the next few months. And then I emailed Randolph about this this morning. Due to my butterfingeredness, I dropped my backup hard drive and my backup hard drive and have lost about 60 terabytes. So essentially all my work over the past 25 years has been literally annihilated. So
recovery.
Very little. I don't know a lot about them, but
well, there's services, you know. You might have to pay some fucking Ching Kwan Do.
Yeah, Sarah's brother's a computer whiz, but he said if the plates are broken, that only have the little discs like a record, and it's making a noise that sounds like there's a lot of broken stuff in there. And he said if that's the case, you've got no hope. So, yes, it's been quite an interesting couple of months since last we spoke.
Maybe, because I've went to back it up on fucking solid-state drives. Maybe no physical shit. It's faster, too. I don't know. That's terrible.
Yes.
I'm so sorry. Okay, well, so you're trying to, like, what, get what you can?
Well, luckily, yeah, I can download stuff off Bandcamp and anything that's on, you know, third-party people have got. But I was reading the other day that there's a tiger's been caught in northeastern India that had developed the hunting technique of climbing onto a roof of a hut in the middle of the night and then dropping on the person when they came out in the morning. And it had killed, well, it attacked 30 people and killed, I think, 16 or 17 of them before they caught it. And I read that the day after, and that kind of put it into perspective. You know, I might have lost all my music, but I haven't had a tiger in the head first thing in the morning.
No, Graham, I know exactly what you're talking. Like one, well, a couple of times I woke up and I found my vehicle on the sidewalk smashed.
Then
I was like, oh, fuck, I lost my vehicle. But what if I would have been in that vehicle?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I'm going to bite the bullet and buy some sample packs and go fully digital for a while I re-record. You know, I've got a lot of my field recordings on mini disc and old tapes and that. But I have to do them all real time. So it takes hours and hours to get back that back up. So that's my current plan, is use some ersatz bits and bobs so I can keep that creative side going while I build my arsenal up again, and then we'll have another go.
Yeah, absolute. Damn, I'm so sorry, but those things happen.
That's true.
People, it's the backup that got the backup of the backup that failed. So Jesus, criminy. So not too good of news, but you know what? Your spirit still sounds up, so that's happening.
Yeah, it's happened, hasn't it? Like you say, Mike, it's done now. So, yeah, a lot of people would love that being their biggest problem in the world. So, I'm trying to be...
A tiger on your ass, yeah.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And the tiger's just being a tiger, right? He's not really being evil or mean.
No, it's the age old. They've encroached into his space.
Right. We got it with the wildcats here. Like, they got room, also with coyotes. Yeah, I mean, where are they going to go?
Yeah.
So you wipe them out, and then you mess up your ecosystem balance thing, and
exactly. He's gone to a zoo somewhere, the poor thing, so at least he hasn't been killed. But Kathmandu, I think. Kathmandu Zoo.
Okay.
So,
What about you, Randolph? Hopefully not as bad news.
No bad news worth talking about.
Music that's transpired in the last couple months since we last talked.
Well, you've got some of it.
Well, you supplied me with the whole... In fact, I've used your sequence, Randall.
Yeah, so there's the usual collection of collaborations and hopefully, whenever we're on again, a lot of time has been going into a few different requiems.
Well, hopefully I'll have you guys back in the summer.
Yeah. So hopefully then you'll be able to hear what's been going on most recently, the requiems. But, yeah, you've got a decent selection of what we've been...
Okay, we played Church of Annihilation last time. Didn't we play something from them?
Yeah. We Church of Annihilation is putting out... like one composition a month currently, because we had several, I think maybe it spent a year or more kind of planning it and working on the tracks and then started posting them. So we had some already built up. So I think on the Bandcamp site for Church of the Annihilation, there are three tracks now.
Okay.
And another three or four ready to go, I think. So...
Okay, you gave me this here. This is Eugene Difficult Music Ensemble with Emma Rose Land. And it's an excerpt from the Eugene Garbage Project. What's the Eugene Garbage Project?
Back in, I think, 2019, EDME was supposed to perform a large-scale work. We collected trash from folks in the community for 6 months, and then we repurposed it as instruments.
Oh, wow.
And recorded all of these different sounds. Every member of the ensemble spent a few hours with the trash, just exploring sounds and extracting sounds. And then we made tens of hours, if not hundreds of hours of recording.
Hundreds of hours. Can I ask you, are you familiar with MERS?
No.
It was some kind of Dada, part of Dada movement. Maybe Hans Schmitter.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he made art. He made art out of garbage, yeah. Or Abfall, I think you say in German.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Well, let's listen. Watt for Pedro Show at Chunky Music. Start off Eugene Difficult Music Ensemble with Emma Rose Lynn. Excerpt from Eugene Garbage Proj. Then we brand new from a new proj here. Hermano Arturo from Very Be Careful. Cumbria, Colombia. Group he's got with his brother Rodrigo. He's got his own project now called El Como, and that's The Color of Numbers. DTR Plazac Pishnote. Sorry. And for Katsuyuki Kobayashi. I collaborate with these DTR cats also. This is a horn man. Folk Implosion, Lou Barlow. I think he's re-releasing some stuff with his, can't remember his partner's name in this project. Moonlit Kind, then Brack Water Serpents. This is from you, Graham, and I want some insights, please, when I get done here. Quatrefoil and Jean Fromo. Yeah, a big compilation you gave me a few days ago. And then Arbiter Lied. Das Tut mir leid, yeah. Inyan, The Last Adonians. That's a bad name. And then finally, Inyan with, now this is something you gave me, Randolph, but the other one's from Graham and his comp, but I thought maybe somehow, maybe Inyan is the common thread here. The Giraffe in Decline, Bewildered, Remix, Fence Post, Rework. So you must have been involved there, Graham.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So first, tell me about this comp that you flowed me.
Oh, well, that's the celebratory compilation to mark the 5th anniversary of Adventurous Music.
Okay.
Run by Ro and Corin out of Leipzig.
Right.
And they asked a lot of people on the roster to provide tracks, but to collaborate with another artist for those tracks. So, and yeah, I've listened through it a couple of times now, but it's over 4 hours long. But there's some, yeah.
But
some
last show I played a bunch too, but I want to play all of it because to me it's really interesting.
And oh, so, definitely.
What about this Inyan? Because Randolph picks up with Inyan, and you have something on the comp, so obviously connected somehow.
Yes, Inyan's an artist on Adventurous Music as well. And the Fence Post remix, The Giraffe in Decline,
yeah.
they had released an EP and then asked other artists to remix it, and it probably came out, I think, about a year ago. Embarrassingly enough, I only sent the remixes over to Ro for addition to the project about a month ago.
So it's actually after the fact, not a collab. Like the one with the Last Adonians, Inyan actually collabed, and you're after the fact doing a remix?
Yeah, I'm a bit more like Burke and Hare in that I've resurrected it and pulled pieces. But everything in it, all of the additional bits are taken from a couple of industrial estates that were abandoned in Leeds. And I went around and got loads of field recordings from that. Hence the juxtaposition between Giraffes being in decline. So because the Inyan track's beautiful, so I was trying to put a bit of a spin on that with the horrible industrial emptiness that's left behind when, as you say, we take everything away.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Randolph, hit me to Emma Rose Lynn, because she was part of this garbage. Why is she separate from EDME? She's not a regular member?
She's not, no. This is the only project we worked with her on. She's a soprano, operatic singer.
Uh-huh.
And the piece, the Eugene Garbage Project, ended up, due to the pandemic, it ended up being a live stream, but it's an hour-long composition for the noisy sounds of garbage, and her voice. And actually, this tomorrow night, it'll be premiered, the live premiere will, like, in front of humans who are not live streaming.
Yeah.
We actually, our fifth anniversary concert is tomorrow night.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And Emma is joining us again to perform this for a second time. Just because live, I was one of the lucky people who was there for the live stream doing tech. And just the power of a soprano, the power of an operatic singer in person.
It's pretty incredible.
You just, you feel their voice.
Sure. This is why I could, you know, some people don't consider voice an instrument, but I totally believe it's an instrument.
Yeah. So
where is the gig tomorrow? It's in Eugene, right? What's the venue?
Yeah, it's in Cafe Picori. So it's a coffee roaster. Yeah, Cafe Picori is P-A-C-O-R-I.
Okay, people, go there if you're in the vicinity.
So yeah, it's going to be amazing.
Emma Rose Lynn, she was brought in after the fact, after you guys went through all your hundreds of hours of stuff and you put together these pieces, then you let her sing with it. I'm guessing.
Yeah, she was actually, we knew that the concept of the piece would be marrying an operatic vocalist and a libretto of sorts. You know, it's a libretto in the same sense that maybe Einstein on the Beach is a libretto, or talking about Mares, Kurt Schwitters.
Yeah.
Kurt
Schwitters, I think I said Hans like an idiot, but sorry.
Yeah, the sound poetry. You know, Jaap Blanc would be the, sort of maybe the big name these days.
Yeah.
So a lot of what he was doing was singing numbers or singing cut-ups from other operas or singing sounds to accompany the garbage. And she was involved.
Her performance.
At the beginning, we would need her, or we would need a vocalist, and she came on very early and was involved in every step. She actually controls all the sounds. All of the sound is produced live by her wearing a yellow glove and a blue glove.
Yeah.
And then there's just a webcam on her, or a camera on her, that feeds into a Max MSP patch on a computer. And depending on where her hands are in the XY field, two different XY fields,
yeah,
controls width sound, the velocity of the sound, the pitch of the sound, some of the timbral qualities.
Kind of a parallel to the theremin.
Yeah, exactly. So she's
witchcraft, I say.
Witchcraft. A parallel to witchcraft.
Yeah, okay. Look, we're at the end of the first hour, April 19, 2024. Special guest Randolph and Graham. Hold tight for hour. Doop! April 19, 2024, second hour, Watt for Pedro Show.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Wafer Pedro Show. Start off the second hour with the Sentimental Flute and Tape Ensemble. It's got exclamation marks, so it's hard for me. Or maybe I'm just a slow learner. Flute Quintet Number 1, Agitations Particularities. Then we had A Million Burning Suns from that comp. Uneven Terrain. And from Randolph Relay Station, Ground Wave 6. Watt needs some enlightenment. Please, bring.
The Agitations Particulars, very early on when Graham and I started collaborating.
Yep.
This was the second or third collab we did was remixes of the stems of a track by Agitations Particulares. And recently, I included it this time because Less Than One recently re-released, if you will, and the project to kind of remind people that it's open still, that folks who would like to get their hands on these stems and create new visions and new remixes are welcome to. So that was just re-upped in the Less Than One world in the last couple months, so I thought it was appropriate for this visit.
Yeah, and where would people go? Is there a URL they can go to be part of this?
Yeah, lessthanone.bandcamp.com.
Okay, people, and probably you hear that?
The fourth or fifth album down.
Yeah.
Will be the Agitations Particulars, and then if you click on that album, there will be a link to the stems.
Great.
Or actually, contact form as well.
Right. Okay, yeah, and I think, isn't that true of Inyan's Bewildered? Those files are still available to the public as well, the remix in any way they want. Like, maybe the thing that brought the MBM and Lesson One together is that we both just love this idea of making everything available to everyone and saying, this is, you know, share this with us. Anyone who wants to rework our music that's the most exciting, thrilling, hearing your own vision reimagined.
Right.
Like hearing what others have done that you never would have thought to do. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's nothing more exciting than that. Making your own original piece is exciting, but then hearing somebody else go places you never would have thought of.
Yeah, let's say you created your own alphabet, and then some guy uses that to write a fucking really bitchin' novel.
Yeah, exactly. It's like that's kind of a thread through so much of the work. We're actually right now the EDME and Less Than One are talking to Gray Clay Radio, and we're hoping that one of the projects later this year will be making all of the sound files, all of the stems from the Eugene Garbage Project available to the world so that they can make their own backing tracks out of these sounds that we crafted.
Absolutely. And Relay Station?
Oh, that's one of my projects.
Because that's one Randolph picked. But I was going to ask you, Graham, about A Million Burning Suns.
I picked the Graham guitar.
Hello? Sorry?
Yeah, A Million Burning Suns. That came from the compilation, the five-year anniversary.
Sorry, Mike.
That's all right. I was asking you about Million Burning Suns.
Oh, off the Adventurous Music compilation.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and did you want me to talk about the Relay Station track as well?
Well, Randolph gave me some info that you're involved with that, but you probably know about the Million Burning Suns, or maybe he does too. I don't know. It's hard for me. When I get the mind-reading thing down, I won't have to use these stupid words. But until then, I got to, like, be all interrogatory on you and ask questions.
is Randolph still there?
Yes.
Yes, he is.
Excellent.
So bring me info on Million Burning Suns.
That's you, Graham.
Oh, sorry. That's off the collaboration again. So Yeah, a couple of people. I'm just on the website trying to find out where it is so I can tell you which artists have done it.
Because, so you know, Hotter Than a Million Suns, it was a pop group song. I remember live in Helsinki bootleg. That's what made me think of that. I don't know. So I was a little curious. But we can save it for later. I'm going to play some more Eugene Difficult Music Ensemble at Randolph Float.
Thank you. Oh, Our sound is as messy as our table.
На Чернобыльской атомной электростанции произошла авария. Поврежден один из атомных реакторов. Принимаются меры по ликвидации последствий аварии. Пострадавшим оказывается помощь. Создана правительственная комиссия.
For Pedro Show. Start out Choke Off with Eugene Difficult Music Ensemble with Score for Career Fair Double String Trio Performance. And then we had, I think this is Theta. It looks like the Greek letter Theta. And Nippy with The Grind. This is from that compilation you're involved with, Graham. And then Malady of Knots and Fence Posts. I played a bunch of Malady of Knots. Really interesting thing. So I think that's a collab with you there, Graham. Chernobyl. Mm-hmm. This is something Randolph gave me, though. So, hit me to this, Randolph, this Eugene Difficult music piece, ensemble piece.
Oh, yeah, that's I and Adrian who...
By the way, he flowed me some great music I've been playing.
Oh, great. Good, good. He and I were... tasked with going to the University of Oregon Career Fair and staffing a table for the Eugene Difficult Music Ensemble, which
That's
we didn't
great.
Really understand because, like, everyone's a volunteer. Nobody gets paid. There's no career. Like, we're the anti-career choice.
But the idea of, you know, making ensemble. Difficult music a career move, that's – I like that idea.
Yeah. So while we were there – we just set up a recorder, a digital recorder, and recorded the 3 hours of the event. And then we chose we chose sections where we weren't talking to anyone and we were just standing around awkwardly.
As one does.
Yeah. And we set those to music for the current instrumentation that we have, which is a weird sort of double string trio. We have two double bassists, two cellists, two violinists, and a clarinetist.
Wow.
In the ensemble. So we set the sounds of the environment to music, and that's what that is the original recording plus the score for the ensemble.
Okay. And Graham, is it Theta and Nightbee?
Theta off the compilation.
Absolutely. The tune's called The Grind.
Yes, Theta. He's a, well, I don't know whether to describe people as noise artists anymore. Randolph and I have
to me, music
about.
Is music, so, you know. John Cage said somebody, even Mozart playing while you're trying to talk somebody's noise. Right?
Exactly.
Contextual.
Yes. Yes, so, and like you say, that's why I find it difficult, or I'm reticent to try and describe artists.
But maybe that's a good thing, because too much shit is, you know what I mean, tied to that gulag fucking genre shit.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
To me, like Randolph said, the fundamental tenet that runs through us, and I speak for Randolph here as well, is that willingness to partake.
Absolutely.
That interest to, I suppose it's like, you know, like Lewis and Clark a bit, really, the explorers, you know, just that next hill.
But don't forget Sacagawea and York. Remember, there was York, too. It's always those two cats, but with the other two, it would have never happened.
No, exactly.
You know about that. Yeah. That's great. And tell me about this this collab you did.
The trail.
Yeah, you know about that. Yeah. York was a brother, and the native people thought he was part bear, so they let him bone the squaws. And then she could speak languages.
Mm.
Got him out of some rough spots. And this Malady and Knots and Fence Post collab that Randolph gave me. Eugene is part of that fucking trail, because I remember seeing the signs when I'm up there touring.
All the way over to Fort Clatsop.
I think there's a Fort Lewis and Clark up there.
Mm.
Yeah, there actually has their fucking name.
Yeah.
They don't have the other two people's name. But what about Chernobyl?
That comes from a series of collaborations that Trev Malladay and Knots and I did over the period of last year for the RPM Challenge, which is the writing album in February. But they also do a monthly challenge. So we did a collaboration a month, and the theme of this one, it's the worst human cause.
Yeah.
Disaster.
Charlie Plummel wrote a libretto that me and Petra Hayden made a whole opera out of. So it rang a resonant chord with me. Look, we're at the end of the second hour, April 19, 2024. Edition Wapigos, special guest, Randolph and Graham. Hotel Fire Street! April 19, 2024. It's third hour of the Watch from Pedro Show. Walk for Pedro show. Start off the third hour. Pest Zone with Goat Cult. Sometimes little names, huh? Little titles. What can handle. The Owl.
I don't have anything to do with it.
Okay. The Owl with the edit of Reclusive Orchestrations. RDKPL with 240224_07. Probably the seventh piece of that day. February 24th, maybe 2024. And then Human Phobia with Sleepwalker in the Dark. So, Grant, tell me, the Owl and the RDKPL piece, they're from the compilation.
That's right, yeah.
Can you hit me to what they're about?
Yes, they're two, again, in loose commas, noisier artists from Eastern Europe. The Owl's based in the Czech Republic.
Okay.
And he runs Owl Ripper Records. Okay. And so that's a collaboration that the pair of them came together for on the celebratory album again.
And then RDKPL?
Well, very experimental artist, Radek. And all of his tracks have that sort of time-date stamp.
Is he from Poland?
I think so, yes.
Yeah, okay. Just a guess.
Yeah, and he's. I've had a bit of contact with him, but a lovely guy, and he's really keen again to get involved with a lot of our projects. So it doesn't surprise me that he and the Owl, you know, hit it off and made such a good track.
Yeah.
He's never happy. I don't think not trying something new. So you know, and like I was saying, that's always good in an artist.
Yeah, great spirit.
Yeah, and. As I say, the date stamps, what a lovely way to track your creative output.
You know, and if you use that year, month, day format, they'll sort right. If you use our U.S. system, it's fucked up. Randolph, Human Phobia.
That's an artist whose name I can't pronounce. Graham, how do I pronounce it?
Sabila.
Sabila.
Like the town of Spain?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, Sevilla. Yeah. Or the barber from Seville, right? We know about this opera. Yeah. I've been in this town. In fact, I spent 5 days there because of a gig getting canceled. And it's got the archives of the Indies, and it's got the Alcazar. Biggest, and fucking that asshole who ran into this place is buried there. And, yeah, maybe the biggest cathedral in the world. Big, giant fucking organ. And Giralda, huh? The bell tower. It was a mezzanine. And I actually fucking hobbled up it. I could see the bolt thing. And Pest Zone?
That's one of my newer projects.
Oh, okay. That's
sort of Lovecraftian inspired one. Hence the Goat Cult title. But,
Cthulhu, doesn't he have the kind of thing, you know, Randolph's talking about repurposing stuff, the Cthulhu mythos, like you take his horror stories, Dunwich Horror kind of stuff, and then you make your own books?
Exactly, yeah, he encouraged that exactly as we do musically. He contacted people, encouraged them to take his works, and
he's problematic, right? Have you written this, read about his personal views on some human beings? Pretty disgusting.
Well,
but this happens a lot where the art and the artist, whoa, maybe you don't want to ever be in the same place because you might like the art, but not the artist.
Well, that's the thing, and I think with Lovecraft, and I'm probably paraphrasing someone else here, if he hadn't been such an utter monster, we wouldn't have had that weird mindset eye view of what the world was like for him, because Pest Zone is what he referred to as New York.
Yeah, and the kind of humans living there, right?
Yeah, exactly, and, you know, to actually, you know, be able to sort of kind of see the world through those eyes, You know, there wouldn't have been the fear there if he hadn't been afraid of absolutely everyone and everything.
And then, you know, I've read things where he said it was kind of socialist. Jack London, too, you know, socialist but all racist. And it's just hard to put together.
Yeah.
I want to play, you know, this David Della Croce guy. I recognize the name that you gave me this, Randolph. Let's listen. Pedro's your last music for this edition. We started off with David Della Croce doing Any Shape That Can Be Given a Name. And one day, one way, we're going to have him on the show, people. But it's just timing right now, ain't right. Then Dragon and BMH. My fucking eyes. With Mays Cats, the Doctora Spice Mix. And X. This one from you, Randolph. Church of Annihilation, like we started off the show with. Excerpt from Summons to Invoke a Magnetic Pose Destabilization. I think the poles did switch recently. Somebody was telling me this. So.
No, they fear that they may switch.
Okay.
They have switched in the past, yeah. But it hasn't happened while humans have been...
Oh, it hasn't.
Hubris.
Okay. And what about David's piece?
That was a contribution to one of the less than one comps.
Okay.
And David is somebody that we've collaborated with and have two more collabs in the works this year when we're both less overwhelmed. Big fans of his work. So in picking items to represent the different releases that have come out,
yeah,
I chose that one.
It's beautiful. Yeah. And Graham, Dragon and BMH?
Oh, well, that's another one of the collaborations. Dragon has some links right back to the sort of electro-goth days of London, like late 80s. Nice, the Slime Light Club. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. Sort of.
No, I don't. But
quite famous within circles. And long way back. And I don't actually know either of the artists personally, but Dragon's worked with Jet and Back, who I've collaborated and remixed and he's released stuff on our label in the past, and. With Randolph as well. He's contributed to some of the Unfinishable Symphony.
What about BMH?
That we spoke about. No idea, to be honest.
Okay.
No idea.
But it's really interesting. The cat's been in the, she's still in the ring, not over the ropes all these years.
Oh, definitely. And yeah. I love these compilations because I can now go and say, oh, who's he?
Right.
And then go and investigate a bit more of, stuff I haven't heard of.
Speaking of investigating, did you find out about a million burning suns?
Oh, yes. Sorry, that's the first track. No idea about either artist. It's just the same answer to that.
Last hour, people. But, you're only going to know by the music. But you know what? That's what this is about anyway. So the words are just side mouse to the main course, which is music. Yeah. I was just curious. And So while we have you guys back on in the summer, when I get back from this Sonia de Marinaio tour over in Europe, I would love to have you back on.
We'll have new work.
Yeah, and then in October, you're getting ready, Randolph, for the Difficult Music Convention thing?
Our fifth anniversary is tomorrow. I've had several texts already just during this conversation about things I need to remember to bring.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Coming up.
Well, real good luck with that. And, you know, I support you guys, all you do, because I really love it. And it's contagious. It makes me want to compose and play and just love it. Thank you so much, truly.
Well, we got two double basses, so yeah. You'd be the perfect composer, right?
It's that, a little dose thing. Or Ornette's, remember me and Raymond went and saw Ornette in Primetime, and he had DiNardo. He had two of everything, two drum, two bass, two guitar. Mm-hmm. In fact, Jamaluddin broke a string on the first tune. He played the rest of the set with just three strings. Charge hard. It was bitching. Anyway, thanks both again. I can't wait to have, we'll set up a thing for July or something and come back, because I love having you on. Thank you so much. People, it's been April 19, 2024. This is Juan Pedro. So keep your powder dry.